That's good stuff. Huffstedler's. Yeah, my cousin, he bought that, and it's in the middle of nowhere on the 11 point. So if you're looking for a little float trip, there you go. If you're looking to get off on the lake and get away, here's the man with the plan, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resorts in Camellia, Arkansas. How are we doing, Gary?
We are doing well. It's a beautiful morning this morning. We're sitting here at 72 degrees, but it's very comfortable outside right now. We got a little bit of cloud cover. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, man, it is. And it's warming up. It's definitely lake time, you know. And the mermaids, they love it. They come out at night, though. That's the thing.
I've been going down there, trying to get down there right at dusk and that. You know, that's because that's when I heard that they appear. And, man, I haven't spotted one yet, but I'm going to keep looking.
Well, they like whiskey. And, yeah, you got to be very careful, though, because if they get too much, they get very violent.
Uh-oh.
You know, I mean, they smash things. They just go completely crazy and, you know, and then they try to drag you into the water.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting down there with a camera, try to capture one. And as soon as I do, I'll put it up on the Bayou Facebook page.
I'm telling you, you're going to do it. Well, here we are. It's Thursday. It's our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, and it is hot. Gary, the lake levels still a little bit. You know, I mean, it's not horrible by no means, but it is up a little bit. I've got it at 560.64. You know, anytime it's – and that's – you know, once we get up to 561, 562, and so on, that's where, yeah. But it's not bad, is it?
Right now, I think we're in great shape, and they've been letting some water out, and they've been trying to keep it right around there. 560 is perfect. It's it gives you plenty of brush to fish into, and still doesn't affect any of the parking at the launch ramps. And I think they're working really hard at trying to keep maintaining it that. So let's hope for the best that they keep doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what are you hearing from the fisher people that's coming by and giving you some insight?
Striper hybrid's been off the hook, so to speak. It's been a really good week. And that's live bait, that's jigging, spoons. You know, three is the limit per person per day, and a lot of people getting their limits.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I know you've got some firsthand experience with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been pretty good. And a lot of it, you know, you got to have a little bit of patience. And, you know, a lot of people don't have all the gadgets, you know, and this time of year when it gets hot, it's easy to get frustrated because, you know, you're trying to catch fish and it's just hot and it's not moving. But the thing that you can always do is stop by Gary. You can hook them up with some minnows and you're gonna catch fish. Those big perch, those big bluegill brim, they're a blast, and right now it's on.
Absolutely. Come and get some little red wigglers, and the perch love those. You can fill a bucket of perch in no time. When you find the right spot where they're at, and boy, it's game on. And I know a lot of people, the catfishing's been really good, and a lot of people catch their small brim and fill up a bucket of those and, you know, put their jugs out and stuff. And people have been doing well. It's that time of year, especially for catfish. I know the crappie this past week has been really good. A couple limits. Most people are getting 8, 9, 10, and that, which is still really good. You know, today is the first day of summer. It's fishing still good. It's nice.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's like right now, it's such a fun time. You know, early morning top water, evening top water for the bass, right? I mean, that's starting to really come on.
Yeah, it is, and that water temperature's still like in lower to mid 80s in there, depending where you're at. It's on right now.
Yeah. Well, and you know, buzz baits are a lot of fun to throw in the evening and just let her rip, tater chip. My goodness, the whites, has the whites and hybrids slowed down a little bit, or is it...
the whites were really on, and then this past week they were hitting on like a white rooster tail, quarter ounce white rooster tail was working really good on them. I've just heard of people said they weren't catching as many as they were. I mean, they were like blowing up in the water, you know, boiling, and that people were doing well with them. and certain areas. And I try to tell people, you know, launch your boat and go this way and over here. That's where they've been. And they usually stay, the whites do, usually in the same general area. They usually don't go too far.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They'll go a little deeper, won't they? You know, that's the, they'll just, all these, you know, your stripers, your hybrids, your whites, they'll just, they'll get in a little deeper water. But they're still out there, and a lot of it is just patience. And, man, I'm going to take a picture of a stringer of these big old, you know, bluegill brim. I mean, they're 9 inches, you know.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're big, and they're very good eating. Oh. If you like fish, they're excellent eating. So, yeah, and that's the time of year. And then I always encourage people that I see in and out of here, see a lot of grandparents with their younger grandchildren and stuff, and tell them, go out there and brim fish, perch, whatever you want to call them, and just take some red worms and throw them in there with a little bobber. And yeah, it's a blast to see these kids' faces light up when they bring them in. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey Gary, for folks that want to know some more, maybe get away for a weekend, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, you can leave us a message, you can comment, you can look at some of the pictures on there, and then always our website, thebayouresort.com, or stop in if you're in the neighborhood and say hi.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
All right, stay cool and try to get on the lake.